The dairy portion of the farm bill is likely the best part of the bill, according to House Agriculture Committee ranking member Colin Peterson. The Margin Protection Program will be renamed.
And it's going to be called the Margin MRC Program. I forget what it actually means. But because the MPP got such a bad name, so we are still going to make that available through FSA, but we changed the way it operates. The margin is you're going to be able to go up to $9.50 above feed cost, and you're going to be able to buy that coverage for less money than it costs you to buy $8 under the old system. If you buy $9.50 coverage, you can buy that for under 5 million pounds, which is 240 cows, you can buy that for 15 cents, 100 weight.
Peterson also says there will be a 3 million acre increase for the Conservation Reserve Program, but payments will be capped at 90% of the rental rates in the county for continuous and 85% for the general sign-up.
You will not be able to afford to put good land in the CRP. So what this does, it's a market-based approach. By putting a limit of 85% of the rental value in a county, I'll guarantee you, good land is not going to go into the program.
The Conservation Stewardship Program is also maintained in the bill. For the commodity title, there are changes in yield calculations for the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program and the Price Loss Coverage Program. And after 2021, farmers can switch back between the two programs if they want. Crop insurance yields will be used in calculations instead of NAS yield data. Peterson also wanted to raise reference price in PLC, but there was no extra money to do that. Overall, Peterson says this farm bill is marginally better than the last, but he's worried the bill may not be good enough to help farmers get through the tough times in agriculture.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the price situation turns around. I hope that these tariffs get taken off. I hope that we haven't done too much damage to the marketplace. But I'm concerned.
The Farm Bill Conference Committee report is expected to be filed next week, and the House will address the bill first. Peterson thinks there could be some pushback on items in the Senate, but most lawmakers want to get a bill completed by the end of the session. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.